Hello, I'm Katie.
And I'm Leslie.
And we're all booked.
Welcome back to another episode of Sterling Municipal Libraries podcast, where we talk to you about books we'd like to recommend.
And we have yet another first on our podcast. We have a mother and a son who are both reviewing books about animals. Rachel is here with us today, and she is bringing Ralph S. Mouse by Beverly Cleary. And Cody is here with the Warriors series, and they are both going to talk about what those books kind of have in common and whether or not they liked them and would recommend them to people. So Rachel, how about you tell us about Ralph S. Mouse?
Well, Ralph S. Mouse is a children's book, and it was one that I read when I was a child. And I thought, wouldn't it be fun to go back and reread that and just sort of see how I feel about it now that I'm an adult? So I grabbed it off the shelf and I decided to reread it. And I had so much fun rereading it. It was almost like the last 30 years hadn't happened. I cracked the book and I remembered all the characters and all of the pictures and illustrations were the same. And it was almost like Vietnam flashbacks. It was just weird how I could remember, you know, sitting in my room and reading this book and how I felt. And it kind of brought me to that same place of just goofy, you know, carefree, remembering when you were a kid and you didn't have to pay bills and work and all that kind of fun stuff. So it was a really enjoyable moment.
So for you, was it just as enjoyable reading it as an adult as it was when you were a kid?
It actually was. So I thought, because it's about a mouse who is incredibly smart, that's hence his name, Ralph S. Mouse. He's S for smart. He can ride a motorcycle and he can talk and all of those things. So
a normal sized motorcycle?
It is. So it's like, you know, one of those little, you know, like micro machines. Yeah. But it's a motorcycle. Mm-hmm. And so he sort of has this dream and this adventurous side to him that he loves to fulfill. And he ends up making friends with a boy who has that little motorcycle, and they figure out he can ride it. And to make it go, all you have to do is go with your mouth, because that's how you make cars go.
Clearly.
You know? Clearly, that's how it works. So he has a little helmet and he rides it around his little house that he lives in. So it's super fun in that perspective. And you kind of get his feelings and the sense of who he is, you know, those books about animals that are like humans. So
yeah,
I really enjoyed it. It was
what
fun.
Was something you remembered the most about when you read it the first time as a kid? Like when you looked at it again to read it a second time, what was the thing that stood out the most?
I just remember thinking, I knew mice could speak. If you could just catch him at the right moment and be
this
quiet.
This was like an expose to child you. You were
right.
Like, I knew it.
I knew it. I remember that.
Did you ever keep mice or rats as pets?
No. Heavens no. But I always loved animals. Like, and every time I would see them, I'd be like, I wonder what they're thinking. And like, I had a dog and I just knew if I could be quiet enough that I would catch my dog doing something, you know, kind of like garden gnomes.
Yeah.
You turn your back and they move. I mean, it was always that sort of thought process in my head. So rereading it, I was like, oh yeah, I remember they can do that.
All right. So Cody, you brought the Warriors series, which is about cats that can talk, correct?
Yep.
How about you tell us a little bit about that, how you discovered the series?
Well, it's always been there at my library.
Libraries are good for
good
that.
Good shout out.
Look away, and then I'd look at it again and be like, huh, it's pretty neat. Seen it for pretty much all my life, but I haven't read it till middle school. Definitely recommend it for middle school. It's pretty violent and traumatizing.
Perfect.
Yeah. Do you have a favorite character from the series? Because it follows a lot of different cats, right?
Oh, yeah. There's a lot of names.
I've noticed when I go to grab one off the shelf, I'm just like, okay, uh-huh, uh-huh. There's like 80 of these books. Yep.
Are there recurring characters? Like, is each one from a different cat's point of view, or how does that work?
Each set or series?
Okay.
Is like the same clan?
Yeah, it's all the same groups. And, you know, characters die off. New characters are born, so it's kind of always shuffling.
It's a rough life for those cats.
I'm saying.
Oh, man. It's scary.
So do they actually have 9 lives in the book?
No.
No.
Only the leaders
no.
do.
Oh.
Oh, okay. So do they have other animals in this book that they're, like, fighting against?
Sometimes.
Sometimes? Okay.
They're usually fighting against each other, but there are times where, like, random fox or badger just rolls up.
Do they have any mice in the book?
Oh, yeah.
Ooh.
How does that
humans?
Go down?
Well, they don't ride bikes.
Mm. How about humans? Do they play a role in the book at all?
They're usually away from humans, but there has been certain moments in the series where humans will be like, nice area you got there. Mm-hmm. I'll take it.
Okay.
Feels about right.
But never anybody that's like trying to capture feral cats or, you know.
Usually
I was
not.
Waiting for you to be like, yes, there are humans. Occasionally when they come in, they like pick up a cat and bring it into their house and start feeding.
Yeah.
Like, this
happened.
Is my cat now.
And they're like, no, I want to be outside with my clan.
Bring me back to my people. I was just going to ask about the book. I know I've seen it. There are, again, like 80 of them. Did you start in the beginning or did you just pick up one of the books? Because there's like 10 beginnings, I think.
Yes. I was fortunate enough to come late enough to read the prequel.
Oh, okay.
So.
Yeah, that's pretty lucky. You can go back after it was finished.
The prophecies begin. That's where they started. But they also had a prequel called Dawn of the Clans. I was lucky enough to be around when that was there.
Okay. Would you suggest starting from the same spot?
Yeah.
Okay.
Start from Dawn of the Clans.
There you go.
Were you expecting it to be that brutal?
No. I was told all my childhood. That's why I didn't pick it up till middle school. I was always told it was like, oh, it's that nerd book. Come around to reading it.
You were like, no wonder all these people like it. They were hiding all this violence from me.
Would you normally be drawn to a book about animals?
No.
You don't think our cats, like, at night, maybe have a battle to the death?
Oh, I know they do. We hear it.
I was about to say, they definitely do. I've woken up at night and been like, yeah, they're fighting again.
We call ours the Thundercats because they tear up the stairs and it sounds like thunder rumbling.
My least favorite part is if I'm like on the couch or lying on bed and I can hear them coming, it's like a racetrack. You can hear, and I'm just like, don't jump on me, please, don't jump on me.
That's not gonna feel good.
Didn't they do a spinoff series where there were dogs or some other animals? How did that work out? Was it as good?
It's definitely different. I don't want to say it's not as good. They're difficult to compare. Yeah. They're so different, but it was good.
Do you have a character that you liked in particular?
Gotta go with Firestar. Got that main character.
Firestar.
What made Firestar special?
So, normally, they're all born in the clans, but he was like, he was a kitty pet, which is pretty much a house cat.
Yeah.
And was like, oh, there's woods over there. Huh, pretty neat. Finally, one day, they rolled up and were like, hey, you want to join our gang? And he was like, one thing led to another. He's their leader. He's their best leader. Cool beats.
Yeah. That's awesome. Much it. Very like outsider becomes chosen one type of feel for it.
So Rachel, with Ralph, was he a wild mouse or was he like a domestic mouse?
He was a domestic mouse. So he lives in a hotel, like him and his family, and he has like a million brothers and sisters and cousins, and they all just sort of live in the walls. But they're very respectful of the humans because they know if they show themselves too much, the humans will hunt them down. And so they kind of have, they only come out at night and all those sorts of things. So he just happened through his experiences to befriend the boy who lived there. His mom is the housekeeper, so they live at the hotel.
Okay.
And of course, this is written in the 80s, so, you know, the world is a little bit different. But so they got to be friends and just sort of through their tolerance of each other figured out that Ralph was smart and that he could ride a motorcycle and all of those sorts of things. So it was definitely, he never went out in the field or anything like that because that's where mice die because it's hard to live and it's cold and all of that kind of stuff. So
did anyone else know about their friendship or was this kind of something that they like did secretly?
So it was pretty secret. Yeah. Cause he's a mouse. Right. And that's just weird. So like the boy's mom doesn't know, but the handyman at the hotel figures it out. But he's like an older guy and he's pretty cool. So they just kind of have this secret friendship. And he's the only adult that can hear Ralph speak.
Because,
you know, he's the only one that sort of, I guess, believes in it. I don't know.
He still believes in fairies.
That's right.
Do the mice face any dangers living at the hotel?
Mouse traps and poison and different things like that. They don't have a cat. You know, typical, like, trying to find food and all that stuff. But it's pretty cush living compared to, you know, the mice that live outside. And there's a couple of references in there where Ralph talks about his older, rougher cousins who come in from the field, you know.
So this is like a journey through the
suburban versus country life.
That's right.
The mice caste system.
That's right. So you do kind of get that layered in there with all of the little kitty stuff. So it's pretty fun.
Do you think you would have enjoyed the book as much if you didn't have the nostalgia factor?
No. Okay. It probably would have been totally boring. But yeah, it was just for me because I was remembering, it brought me back. Mm-hmm. So I thought it was a lot more fun. But I mean, it's a good story. It's well written. It's easy enough for you to understand at that age, but still enough nuances in there to where you can appreciate as an adult, you know, like a good kids movie.
Yeah.
Where kids can really enjoy it, but you still get a lot of the lesson and the adult humor as well that kids just don't get, but but you do. So there was a lot of that.
Cody, do you think when you're older, you'll come back and revisit the Warriors series?
Probably.
I feel like those are a good, they're like a good bridge series.
Yeah.
They're old enough that you can read them as an adult and not be like, this feels weird. I'm reading a picture book. But they're still, you know, they've got a little heft to them. And who knows, by the time you read them as an adult, there's probably going to be like 12 more.
Or 20 more.
12 more, yeah, plans. No. Is this set on like Earth, or is this like a different...
Yep, it's on Earth.
Okay.
Some random part of the woods.
Okay. So these are straight up like actual cats who just like in the woods have their own society.
Yep.
Do you get very much of a sense of place? Like, is it in the Midwest or is it up north or?
Nope.
Okay.
It's just woods with a capital W. You right. know those. Right. Those woods. So in a death battle, who do you think would win? Ralph S. Mouse
or Firestarter? Well, I think...
Remember here, Ralph S. Mouse does have his motorcycle.
And S is for smart.
That's
so
right.
I think he could probably outsmart the cats. I'm not sure how fast his motorcycle goes in comparison to a running cat.
I think it depends on how fast he goes vroom.
That's right. That's right. What do you think, Cody? Who do you think would win?
Firestar has been touched by the ancestors.
Okay.
He has 9 lives.
You had to be weird about it, huh?
Bringing 9 lives into a fight is a little
cheap.
A little overpowered.
That is kind of an unfair advantage.
Yeah,
okay.
Ralph's mouth has to win 9 times.
Right? What are the odds of that?
Actually, that does make me think of a question I had. So with the cats that have 9 lives, if they lose one of their lives, do they just immediately bounce back up? Or is there like a rebirth process or what happens?
There's a little moment where they're dead, and then they kind of just like, oh, I'm alive again.
Okay, so kind of like video games where you...
Yeah, it's like that D&D thing where when you die, you have 1 hit point.
You go unconscious kind of, almost.
But you retain all your memories, and you start like pretty much where you left off. Oh, interesting.
It's basically like the ancestors come over with like a little shock pad, and they're just like,
and he's back!
Okay, I think that's all the questions I
have. Well, what ages would you recommend for these books if someone was reading them for the first time?
Probably for Ralph S. Mouse, I would say 8 to 12 years old initially, because that's sort of the fun part of it, where you still have your imagination and all of those things, so probably that.
For my book, it really just depends on the kid's brain.
That's fair.
If you're a kid who knows the world, read it. If you're kind of not... Don't.
Were there any of the deaths that surprised you or even...
Well, I've cried.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Oh, I've cried.
So if you're ready to cry, read these books.
Yeah, no, I have to with certain books if they hit you in the feels.
Yeah.
Did Firestar... Don't tell me because that's a spoiler. Never mind.
we can't talk about this.
Rachel, with Ralph S. Mouse, because it sounds like Warriors has some pretty dark thematic elements. Were there any darker themes explored at all, or was it just a light, fun-hearted...
There was nuances in there, but nothing really in your face. But as an older reader, I picked up on it probably more than I did when I was a kid. You know, just sort of the struggle for life and for place in a house and different things like that. And there's some references to bullying and... Oh, I'm trying to think of some of the other things. So yes, some of those darker thoughts, but nothing really in your face.
Okay.
It's really very nuanced. Sort of like, you know, Sesame Street. Like,
yeah,
they're addressing things that happen in kids, you know, domestic violence and things like that, but they do it in a very easy to swallow kind of way.
Mm-hmm. Right.
That makes sense.
Okay. I think that's all I've got. So
yeah.
Thank you guys so much for bringing 2 books and for being willing to be duo guests on our podcast.
Mm-hmm.
And stay tuned next week for more fantastic book recommendations.
Bye.